Ether, chapter 4, verse 1. And the Lord commanded the brother of Jared to go down out of the mount from the presence of the Lord, and write the things which he had seen. And they were forbidden to come unto the children of men until after that he should be lifted up upon the cross. And for this cause did King Mosiah keep them, that they should not come unto the world until after Christ should show himself unto his people. The things which the brother of Jared wrote down are referenced in the third chapter of Ether in verse 25. And when the Lord had said these words, here's what he wrote down, he showed unto the brother of Jared all the inhabitants of the earth which had been, and also all that would be, and he withheld them not from his sight, even unto the ends of the earth. The brother of Jared saw the creation of the earth from its very beginning, through the history of the earth, all the way to the end, when it is resurrected in glory and becomes a celestial kingdom. He also saw all of the children of the Father and mother who would inhabit this earth from its very beginning through to its end, the complete history of man upon the earth, the various Zions that were established, the ministry of the Son of God upon the earth, his death and resurrection from the dead, restoration of the latter-day Gentile church, the tribulation of the latter days, all of the events leading up to and including the second coming of the Lord in glory, the great millennial reign, and the final crowning of this earth and its celestial inhabitants when it becomes a fit abode for God's exalted children. All of this is contained in the sealed portion of the Book of Mormon. King Mosiah and his son Benjamin had this sealed record, but did not translate it in their day. The interpreters were with the record in Mosiah and Benjamin's day, and Mosiah used the interpreters to translate that record of the Jaredites, which was written upon a large stone, which gave the Nephites information concerning that mighty nation to the north of them that had perished. I believe that the sealed portion information was available and known to those righteous members of the Lord's Nephite church during the time when a Zion was found among them. It is my belief that after the resurrection of Christ, that this sealed record has been opened and resealed according to the righteousness of the people, open during their Zion period and resealed as apostasy encroached upon them. The unsealing of this record promised in the fourth chapter of Ether that we're reading among the Gentiles in the latter days, when they meet the criteria that warrants such an unsealing, has taken place formerly since the resurrection of Christ. Moroni is one who had unsealed that portion and read its contents. He not only read the record, but saw the very same vision of all that the brother Jared had seen. Verse 2, and after Christ truly had shown himself unto his people, he commanded that they should be made manifest. The they in verse 1 and in verse 2 is the sealed portion of the record of the brother of Jared. Verse 2 testifies that Christ commanded that this record should be shown unto his people then and in the future to his people among the Gentiles, the remnant of Jacob, and the Jews, the three groups of people mentioned in the Book of Mormon. That latter-day manifestation that he's commanded that must be made has not yet taken place. Verse 3, and now, after that, meaning after the Lord's people among the Nephites, his righteous sons and daughters, have received this record and know its contents. Back to verse 3, they have all dwindled in unbelief. And there is none save it be the Lamanites, and they have rejected the gospel of Christ. Therefore I am commanded that I should hide them up again in the earth. Moroni had previously buried his father's abridgment and his words of farewell written in the last verses of Mormon 9 in the earth, thinking that his mission was complete. Sometime after that, the Jaredite record, the 24 plates, came into his possession, and he not only translated this record from the Jaredite language into Reformed Egyptian and made an abridgment of that translation, which we are reading here in these chapters, but also added his own writings called the Book of Moroni and the title page, which we have that begins this sacred work, and then was commanded to bury it all up again. Notice that in verse 3, I am commanded that I should hide them up again in the earth. So this is at least the second time that this volume has come out of its sacred vault so that these additional things could be added to Mormon's abridgment of the plates of Nephi. Notice that in verse 3 is not the time when he buries them again in the earth, but is when he is commanded that he should hide them again in the earth. Verse 4, behold, I have written upon these plates the very things which the brother of Jared saw, and there never were greater things made manifest than those which were made manifest unto the brother of Jared. Moroni is adding his abridgment of what he is commanded to write upon the plates of Mormon. So here's the sequence again. Moroni takes his father's record, which ends in Mormon 9, adds a few words to that record with his farewell and buries the record. At some point later on, he retrieves the record from its burial place, adds the complete vision of the brother of Jared, seals that up, except for that portion which Joseph Smith translates, what we call the 15 chapters in the Book of Ether, adds his own record, which comprises the 10 chapters of the Book of Moroni, plus the title page, and buries the record up again with the interpreters and other sacred artifacts to remain there until they come out of the earth, delivered by Moroni to Joseph Smith in September of 1827. Verse 5, wherefore the Lord hath commanded me to write them. This has reference to the greater things mentioned in verse 4, and I have written them. This is the sealed portion of the vision of the brother of Jared. And he commanded me that I should seal them up, and he also commanded that I should seal up the interpretation thereof. Wherefore, I have sealed up the interpreters according to the commandment of the Lord. Verse 6. For the Lord said unto me, they, the sealed portion, the complete vision of the brother of Jared, the vision of all, shall not go forth unto the Gentiles, this is the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, until the day they shall repent of their iniquity and become clean before the Lord. How do we know that the Gentiles mentioned in verse 6 are the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Well, this record is written to three groups of people: the Gentiles, the remnant of Jacob, and the Jews. The only one of those three groups that has access to these writings, to this book, which speaks of this greater portion, are the members of the church. We are among the Gentiles of the latter days. Verse 7, and in that day that they shall exercise faith in me, saith the Lord, even as the brother of Jared did, that they may become sanctified in me, then will I manifest unto them the things which the brother of Jared saw, even to the unfolding unto them all my revelations, saith Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Father of the heavens and of the earth, and all things that in them are. So what's it going to take for any of us, collectively or individually, to receive for ourselves the vision of the brother of Jared? Look at the formula in verse 6 and 7. Repent, become clean before the Lord. Number 2, exercise faith in me. And number 3 ties in with becoming clean before the Lord. Become sanctified in me. See those three things? Repent, exercise faith in me, and become sanctified in me. Then will I manifest unto them the things which the brother of Jared saw. Repent, believe in me, and become sanctified through my atoning gift. You do not have to wait for the church to bring forth the vision of the brother of Jared in order for you to witness that vision. Each of us can have the individual and intimate experience of having these same things that the brother of Jared saw revealed to us, as the prophet Joseph Smith said, as soon as we are able to bear it. I know of persons who have seen this vision of all. One of these repentant, believing, and sanctified souls has borne testimony as follows. I bear my witness that this is true. The Lord has revealed to me the same things that the brother of Jared saw. No words can describe his glory. Much is forbidden to reveal, as you must experience this for yourself. Praise be the name of the Lord. I am not this person, and this is not my testimony. Verse 8, and he that will contend against the word of the Lord, let him be accursed. And he that shall deny these things, let him be accursed. For unto them will I show no greater things, saith Jesus Christ, for I am he who speaketh. If you seek for this vision and these greater things that Moroni is talking about, you can expect resistance and opposition. This pathway of excellence is between you and the Lord, and wisdom and prudence must be exercised if you share anything outside of your partnership with the Lord. The only persecution that exists within our day comes from within. There is a tendency for those who have not experienced certain sacred things to assume that because they have not, no one else has. This is a part of the natural man, fallen nature. The other part of our nature is that when we find something that is precious and exciting, something holy in nature received through revelation, we want to share that with others that they might feel and experience the same joy and exhilaration that comes with such experiences. Somewhere in between, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, is the balance. The Lord wants you to share, but it must be done wisely and cautiously, always and ever under the direction of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. Verse 9, and at my command the heavens are opened and are shut, and at my word the earth shall shake, and at my command the inhabitants thereof shall pass away, even so as by fire. Now, this interesting verse 9 is referencing back to those in verse 8 who contend against the word or deny the things that the Lord has reserved for those that love him. These things come from him, not from man. He is mighty unto the delivering of all things to the children of the Father. Verse 10, and he that believeth not my word, referring up to the first sentence in verse 8, he that will contend against the word, back to verse 10, believeth not my disciples. If it so be that I do speak, judge ye, for ye shall know that it is I that speaketh at the last day. Potent words spoken by the Lord himself to us in a day when we are told what we should believe, what we should not believe, what we should ask or not ask, what we should seek or leave hidden, where and how we should knock in order to have it opened unto us. There is all kinds of counsel and man-made commandment around us that seeks to direct our path. But remember that it is only those who press forward, catch hold of the end of the rod of iron, and cling to it that are able to come to the tree of life and partake of its precious fruit. Over and over, the words pressing forward, which show great resistance on a pathway that is already uphill. Only they who press forward, moving upward against any resistance, obtain the prize. Back to verse 11, but he that believeth these things which I have spoken, him will I visit with the manifestations of my Spirit, for he shall know and bear record, for because of my Spirit he shall know that these things are true, for it persuadeth men to do good. To believe these things is a part of the criteria in verse 7 to receive the sealed portion information, where the Lord says, exercise faith in me. This faith and believing leads directly to the sanctifying, purifying, and cleansing process that comes in and through the power of the Holy Ghost to baptize you with fire and burn away all dross and vestiges of the natural man nature, enabling you to become a child through the atonement of Christ, a saint, submissive, meek, humble, patient, and full of love. This then is the pathway forward and upward, a pathway of emergence and ascension. You can know that you are on that pathway if by the Spirit of Christ you are persuaded to do good. Verse 12, and whatsoever thing persuadeth men to do good is of me, for good cometh of none, save it be of me. I am the same that leadeth men to all good. He that will not believe my words will not believe me, that I am. And he that will not believe me will not believe the Father who sent me. Behold, I am the Father, I am the light and the life and the truth of the world. The function of the Holy Spirit, the light of Christ, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of truth, is to guide and direct Father's children in the way of righteousness and goodness in this world. It is a gift given to all, irregardless of race, creed, nationality. It is your birthday gift as you enter into this world, the light given to you individually that you may not cross these many waters in darkness. This light leads to a greater light, the Holy Ghost, which now gives you, along with guidance and direction, knowledge, understanding, and brings all things to your remembrance. Underline all things. This greater light, the Holy Ghost, and its gift can reveal to you the truth of all things. This comes because you now have the mind of Christ and are cloaked with the bond of charity, his perfect love. Greater light can no man have than this. It is the light of Christ, who is the Father of those who are born of him. It is his light, his life, and the truth of the world. What's the formula again to access these wonderful lights in the celestial world? Verse 6, repent. Verse 7, exercise faith in me. And again in verse 7, become sanctified in me. No other volume of Scripture explains how to repent, how to exercise faith, and how to become sanctified in Christ more than does the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have this record before us. Verse 13, come unto me, O ye Gentiles. This is the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I will show unto you the greater things, the knowledge which is hid up because of unbelief. Come unto me, verse 14, O ye house of Israel, and it shall be made manifest unto you how great things the Father hath laid up for you from the foundation of the world. And it hath not come unto you because of unbelief. Do you see those three groups? The Book of Mormon in verse 13 and 14, the Gentiles in 13, and the house of Israel in verse 14, which includes and encompasses the Book of Mormon remnant of Jacob and the people of the Lord, the Jews, along with the other tribes. What's the key word in verse 13 and 14? Unbelief. Unbelief is not the same as faithlessness. Unbelief suggests a knowledge of sacred things and the power of God. You believe the things that God has promised can happen to others, but you don't believe they can happen to you. This is the great unbelief that keeps us in a state of darkness, in which if we remain, we will perish. And now behold, my beloved brethren, I suppose that ye ponder somewhat in your hearts concerning that which ye should do after ye have entered in by the way. But behold, why do ye ponder these things in your hearts? Do ye not remember that I said unto you that after ye had received the Holy Ghost, ye could speak with the tongue of angels? And now, how could you speak with the tongue of angels, save it were by the Holy Ghost? Angels speak by the power of the Holy Ghost, wherefore they speak the words of Christ. Wherefore I said unto you, feast upon the words of Christ, for behold, the words of Christ will tell you all things what ye should do. Wherefore now, after I have spoken these words, if you cannot understand them, it is because ye ask not, unbelief. Neither do ye knock, unbelief. Wherefore, ye are not brought into the light, but must perish in the dark. 2 Nephi 32:1 through 4. Back to Ether 4, verse 15. But behold, when ye, the Gentiles of the latter days, the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, shall rend that veil of unbelief which doth cause you to remain in your awful state of wickedness and hardness of heart and blindness of mind, then shall the great and marvelous things, the sealed portion of the vision of the brother of Jared, and other mysteries of godliness hidden by the Lord, which have been hid up from the foundation of the world from you. Yea, when ye shall call upon the Father in my name with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, then shall ye know that the Father hath Remember the covenant which ye have made unto your fathers, O house of Israel. What is that covenant? The covenant is that I will not cast you off forever, that I will gather you in from your scattered condition after all of these centuries, and bring you with songs of rejoicing, singing the song of redeeming love, in unto me, gathered as a hen gathereth her chicks under the safety and refuge of her outstretched wing, embraced by the Lord with an outstretched, wounded hand and wrist, wrapped in the arms of safety. Verse 16, and then shall my revelations, which I have caused to be written by my servant John, be unfolded in the eyes of all the people. John the Revelator, Nephi, Mahanri Moriancomer have all seen these marvelous and wondrous things, the revelations and mysteries of Jesus Christ. Joseph saw them and said, the Lord hath not revealed anything to Joseph but what he will reveal to the 12, and even the least saint may receive all things as soon as he is able to bear it. These things are only kept hidden because of our own unbelief. As long as you wait for someone else to bring these things to you at some unknown future time, you will never receive them. Back to verse 16, remember, when ye see these things, ye shall know that the time is at hand, that they shall be made manifest in very deed. The time is here, the day of the Gentile is past, the day of Israel has dawned, the gathering of Israel on both sides of the veil is taking place. Angels are ministering unto men and women in the flesh. The gifts of the Spirit are being poured out. Miracles are being performed and will increase as fruits of the Spirit of those who know the Savior and will witness to all that they know Him and He knows them. Verse 17, therefore, when ye shall receive this record, ye may know that the work of the Father has commenced upon all the face of the land. This record in verse 17 is the translated Book of Mormon, given us through Joseph Smith by the gift and power of God. The work of the Father is the gathering of the house of Israel in the latter days. Coming forth of the Book of Mormon and the gathering of the house of Israel are the precursors to the latter-day establishment of the great Zion. 18, therefore, repent all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me, and believe in my gospel, and be baptized in my name. For he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned, and signs shall follow them that believe in my name. That in verse 18 is the doctrine of Christ contained in the Book of Mormon. Verse 19, and blessed is he that is found faithful unto my name at the last day, for he shall be lifted up to dwell in the kingdom prepared for him from the foundation of the world. And behold, it is I that hath spoken it, Moroni. Amen. It is my prayer for each of us, a Gentile member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, to whom Moroni is speaking here, beginning in verse 13, that we will go back and read these seven verses and apply them under the direction of the Spirit to us. Look at the heading of your chapter in chapter 4. Moroni is commanded to seal up the writings of the brother of Jared. This part, they shall not be revealed until men have faith, even as the brother of Jared. This is our day. This is our invitation. This is our challenge. The Lord bless us to be men and women of Christ who will rise up in gratitude, embrace the challenge, press forward in Christ and obtain the promised reward is my prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, the light, the life, and the truth of the world. Amen.